Oh, did it? Nice.
Took a roll by a handful.
We are joined here by Ron Capps, our Nitro Funny Car champion at the Carolina Nationals. Ron, the driver of the Napa Night Vision Lights Dodge Charger for Don Schumacher Racing. Kind of a milestone win in Ron's career. This is his 61st career win, but his 60th specifically in the funny car category. Third race of the 2000, race win of the 2018 season, and his second win here at ZMAX Dragway. With the win today, he moves into the third place in points of our NHRA countdown of the championship. And let's start it off with that 388 run in eliminations that I think opened up a lot of people's eyes. Obviously, Ron Tolbert, your crew chief, has been doing a good job all weekend, but that 388 kind of took people's breath away.
Yeah, it just, you know, we left Dallas and we shook hands. Little hug like we always do when I leave each and every track. And he said, let's just go win the last three. If we win, they can't. And we're not going to be shy. And he wasn't shy. That was a great run that session. You know, we got a little aggressive Q3 Saturday trying to push it. And I'm glad we did because it really told him a lot about what the car wanted to do in that temperature, even though we lost the pole to Tommy Johnson. But today is really when he showed me a lot, and over 330 miles per hour, two runs in the middle of the day was big. Bigger for Ron Tolbert. A lot of you know we always talk about race day and adverse conditions, and just, you know, he's a good racer, but to throw down those speeds and those ETs when we needed it was, I can't wait to go see him right now and just give him a big hug. That was very cool.
One of the words I think could be used to describe your career and even this season for you guys is steady. I mean, you talked on the stage about your
Wally's in the way. Let me just
re-up with Napa for an additional 3 years. So steady on the front of sponsorship. You've been with them for more than a decade. It's going to be close to two at the end of that 3 year extension. Steady in the fact you worked with Ron Tolbert for years, worked with the same crew guys for years. How does that play into a situation like this when you come out of Dallas with a very disappointing first round loss? But that steadiness, the idea that you're going to be seeing the same guys, dealing with the same people, does it help when you come to the next race to try to win?
Yeah, you can't get here fast enough. You got to go back one more race in St. Louis. You know, I lost in a hole shot first round, and you know, I'm sick to my stomach when that happens. I go home, I don't sleep good, I'm up middle of the night. You know, my wife will look over, and I'm not in bed, and it's 3 a.m. I'm down there going frame by frame, watching when my blade's open compared to the person I lost to in a hole shot, and just trying to overanalyze everything. And it's not fun, because I live it, I breathe it, you know. Just sick to my stomach. And I could not wait to get to the next race after St. Louis. We really had a great car there. We really had a chance to make a lot of ground up. And we didn't. And I wore that. I probably aged a year, that's just that week. So I couldn't wait to get to Dallas. We had a great car, and then just got outran by force. And it's part of having a great Napa car is, we have targets on our back, and you're going to have people go up and take shots like Cruz did at St. Louis and beat us, and they're not in the countdown, and you know that. And even countdown cars that are back in the points every time they race a Napa car, and I would too if I was in another car, you got to take your shots, and we just have a huge bullseye, and you just got to be up for everything. And I'm just so glad we came here and we did what we talked about doing. But, you know, those races might have cost us a championship, but we're going to go down fighting. And I said it out here that the paint schemes to bring them out, we always do well at, and we win at. In Pennzoil, Napa car, we won Seattle, and we're going to run that in Vegas, same car. To bring the Night Vision car out, you know, Napa's 90 years old this year, and to be, you just don't hear about companies being that old, first of all, being around that long with the heritage and the past and the history. And I talked about it the other day, just they took a big gamble on our sport when they came in, threw us in commercials, took us out into places NHRA wasn't, and all we could do is pay them back. We won the championship. We love winning races for them. So to do this with this stuff on the car, I can't wait to talk to the CEO tomorrow. I'll get that phone call from him, and that right there is going to be everything. But we got a lot of business left to do, and it's not over unless you're Stu Torrence. It's over, but it's not over. Points and a half in Pomona, anything could happen. And we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna go down fighting. And I live and die and with this race team. They're my family, and I can't wait to celebrate, but to get to the next race.
Jacob Stillman, Speed Sport, we meet again.
Yes.
Is this a statement win for you in the sense that you move up to third points? Is this a statement that, hey, we aren't out of this just yet?
No, we don't. I don't feel like we need to make statements. And when you do hear a driver say that, it's bad karma. You're going to get stomped the next race. You just don't do it. I've been around long enough. It's, you just don't do that. But we don't have to. Teams know we're going to be tough. Ron and I, we race good together. It's good to get that handshake from Robert Height and JR after both those runs, because I know the admiration I have for them. I know how good they are. I get up to race them as I do everybody else, but I'm never going to make a statement like that. If I do, I'm going to have good friends around me, Brian included, will slap me and say, "What are you doing? That's not you." So, no, we don't need to say we're making a statement. We're just, I think we said it enough with the win, and we're gaining momentum. Tober's got a tune-up now in the cool conditions, which he was okay at before, but he never pushed it and didn't care about the green hats. He cared about the yellow hats. And so now he can run in both conditions very good, and it just really gives me a lot of confidence.
Good news is Elliott still has a shot to do the double, like you said.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. Gosh. That would be very cool. Is that race still going on, Talladega?
Two to go.
Yeah. Two to go? Is he, where's he at?
Seventh, I think.
Oh, boy.
They're in overtime.
Oh, boy.
Any more questions for Ron? Congratulations, Ron.
Thank you.
Well done. Go see the boys.
And Ron, how does it feel to be a badass?
Dude, I'm speechless. I don't know what to ask.
I'm getting me some of them headlines.
Yeah. Hey, we'll send you some. Just give me the make and model of your truck.